政権交代が確実な情勢です。
From the moment the exit polls began, it became apparent a seismic shift is taking place in Japan's political landscape. In just one night, the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, in power almost uninterrupted for half a century, was consigned to the opposition. Victorious candidates celebrated. The untested left-of-center Democratic Party of Japan will soon be running the world's second largest economy. Winning 308 of the 480 seats on offer, they were handed a huge mandate. But the man who'll be Japan's next prime minister, Yukio Hatoyama, was sober at his first press conference.
We fought this election to change the regime in order to change politics. We won. But we shouldn't be too proud or arrogant. We should make sure this is the people's victory.
At the headquarters of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, a line of party heavyweights faced the press, bowed and weary. At the center was current Prime Minister Taro Aso, who announced his resignation.
Well, the result of this election, yes, it is very severe. But I believe that it is the judgment of the public, and we will have to accept that sincerely.
This leaves Japan in uncharted waters, and now the hard work begins for the Democratic Party, particularly figuring out how to deliver on the promises made in its campaign ads. It pledged, among other things, free schooling, a better social security net, and a $260 allowance for every child every month. These will eventually cost around $177 billion a year. Gerald Curtis, a professor at Columbia University, says finding those funds is one of their biggest immediate challenges.
At the top of the list comes, how do you pay for the programs that they say they want to implement without blowing the lid off what is already a heavily debt-ridden system? To do that, they have to reduce other programs. Then you run into all kinds of vested interests. They're going to fight like crazy. Will this party have what it takes to push through their programs? They're going to give it a good shot, but it's going to be tough.
Another major campaign pledge was to wrest power, and especially budget-making power, away from Japan's powerful bureaucracy. Tobias Harris, a PhD student at MIT, writes a blog about Japanese politics. He believes the DPJ has the mandate to make this happen.
In that area, they're going to focus a lot of their attention, really, in the first year especially, on changing the balance of power between politicians and bureaucrats. I think they're actually well-placed. Part of the reason is just simply that the public is just frustrated with bureaucratic rule, and so the idea of politicians actually being able to determine how public money is spent is something that will get a lot of public support.
But others aren't so sure. Gerald Curtis from Columbia University says simply declaring war on the bureaucracy isn't the right strategy. With 114 of the new DPJ members political novices, they're going to need all the help they can get.
If they succeed in breaking the bureaucracy, they will succeed in making this country ungovernable. You can't rule without using the expertise and the administrative skill of bureaucrats. The DPJ has to stop just bashing bureaucrats. These politicians themselves, I mean, so many of these DPJ people are elected for the first time. They have to get directions to the Diet building. They don't know how to do anything.
Meanwhile, the party that's ruled Japan almost uninterrupted for more than half a century will have to get used to being the opposition. The change of government will probably take place at a special session of parliament in around 2 weeks. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.